We are back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Have you made plans to go to the Milwaukee Film Festival next month? If you're still on the fence, John Axford has a pitch for you.
Well, relax. It's not a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, but it is a movie about fastballs. In fact, Axford, who pitched for the Brewers for four seasons and now plies his trade for the Oakland A's, has curated an entire series of sports documentaries for the festival.
Sportsball features six films on subjects ranging from running to Muhammad Ali to, yes, baseball. We reached Axford, who has a degree in film, on the road in Texas, where his team was preparing to face the Rangers. John Axford, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
So baseball season goes on for a long time. Where do movies fit in with a grind of preparing to pitch multiple days a week?
You know what? It's a very good release and escape. It is a grind, you know, being on the road. You travel a lot. You play just about every day, 162 games in 180 days. So if you can find that escape and if you have something else other than the game and baseball, it's great to be able to find those things. For me, it happens to be film. So if I can find a moment, whether it's before the game or on a flight going to a new city, I'll try and catch whatever kind of films I can watch.
Are you plugged in usually to like an iPad, or do you find a theater someplace in a city where you're playing?
If I can find a theater, especially if it's something that's playing early enough in the morning, or if something that's playing late enough, you know, you get the field early afternoon. Generally, a bus leaves the hotel around 2:30, get the field around those times between 2 and 3. And, you know, if you don't have a really lengthy game, still, you know, the average game about 3 hours, you're still going to get back after 11 generally, maybe even later than that to the hotel. So if you can find a movie at a theater around 11 or maybe noon. And then maybe if something's playing late, 11:30 or midnight, that's the only opportunity to really get to watch something in the theater. Other than that, I kind of just wait for the plane rides and watch it on my MacBook and go from there. And obviously, more recently, been watching a few extra films for the film festival itself.
Well, I wondered about that. You know, so what makes them so important to you that you have been involved with the Milwaukee Film Festival for as long as you have? I mean, you have not pitched here in Milwaukee, at least as a member of the Brewers, in a few years.
I think it's just the relationships that I've had over the years. Starting in 2011, going to opening night. I think that was my first involvement with the film festival and really enjoying that and enjoying the opening night after party as well, meeting Jonathan Jackson and, you know, having a little more conversation with him and time with him. And over the years, you know, I'm proud to be able to call him a friend, that we've actually been able to, you know, be close enough to text and talk and not have it be all about film or baseball all the time. You know, we share that passion and that love of film. But my relationship with him has been growing over the years, and I love what's been going on with Milwaukee Film Festival over the years. I love how that has been growing, how it's been getting stronger and bigger, and it's something that I want to continue to be involved with. And Jonathan's always included me and been open to my thoughts and ideas. So it's a good little partnership and relationship.
It must be kind of nice, actually, to be valued as, you know, this sounds horrible, to be valued as more than just a relief pitcher.
Yeah, certainly. I know when people, you know, look at you as a baseball player, sometimes they might not see much else. I think, you know, my time in Milwaukee served me well in the sense that people saw a different side of me, and they did see that there is more to me and my personality and more to me and what I do away from the field and away from baseball, something that I continue to do in each city that I play in, each team that I play with. But Milwaukee always has that special place for me. And, you know, like I said, that extended arm that I experienced in 2011 and then 2012, when I first really got involved in 12 as a sponsor and donator, I think that's one of the biggest things that stands out for me.
What do you look for in a sports documentary? What makes sports documentaries, you know, some rise to the top for you?
For someone who plays sport for a living, I'm generally not too keen on watching sports, and certainly not as keen on watching sports films. I always feel the sports film side, especially if you're going to go away from the documentary, more of a feature story, they don't grab me, I guess, the way other films do. I have a particular vision when I see sports films. So for me, as a player and someone who does it, it's tough to step away from certain things that might not make sense in that real sports world.
Well, right, so it must drive you a little crazy to see baseball portrayed wrong in a movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that it's wrong. It's you know, just certain nuances, certain things that only someone on the inside would I guess, know or understand or actually realize and see. But, you know, when you get into the documentary side, you are seeing the raw aspect of that sport, of what is happening and what's going on. So I think that is a great way to be able to not only watch a sports film, but also kind of understand what happens and what goes on into the athletes or the people involved with the film and with the sport itself.
It was interesting. I was looking over the list of the films that are showing, and you know the synopsis of each, and it seems like there's something especially pure about the stories that are portrayed. And I was kind of wondering whether, as someone who has so much surrounding the game that he's playing in, whether seeing films like this kind of puts you back in touch with what you liked about playing baseball in the first place.
Definitely, it definitely does. You know, there's a wide range of films that are going to be screening, different sports, different countries. You know, that's something that's, I think, very special about the films that we're showing. And, you know, one in particular, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about it. I remember seeing the trailers and I remember seeing, you know, the media surrounding it, which was Fastball. And it wasn't until, you know, Jonathan kind of brought it to my attention that, you know, perhaps it might be a film that we'd want to screen. And that's the only reason I gave it an actual opportunity to watch it, because I don't think I would have, in all honesty. And after watching it, I think my first text after it was to him saying that it needs to be shown. you know, it gives me a different kind of idea of the game and a different love for the game. And it kind of brings back some nostalgic factors of, you know, when you were a kid and growing up and loving certain sports, you know, the lore and the legend, those things that kind of get instilled in you and you learn about them and you want to learn more. That's kind of what Fastball brought back for me. It kind of brought me back to childhood of certain players and people that I loved and loved reading their stories and learning about them. And this, you know, explores that a little bit more. And it also, I mean, I guess it helps that, you know, they're really exploring the fastball, the 100-mile-an-hour pitch. And it's something that I've done a few times in my career. So it kind of, I guess, presents a little bit more on a personal level for me as well.
Of the other films, do you have a favorite of the group that's coming to the festival?
I mean, Fastball, obviously, just, you know, having the a lot more of a personal, I guess, response from me. You know what? I'm not too sure. When We Were Kings, I think, is going to be a very, very exciting and fun screening. So I think, you know, with the, I think it's the 20th anniversary, and, you know, with the unfortunate passing of Muhammad Ali, I think it will be a very interesting and intimate film for people to come and actually watch and enjoy. Another one that I actually, you know, enjoyed quite a bit was actually Speed Sisters as well, something that I've never thought about, never read about, didn't know anything about at all. So, you know, when you're watching a film about Palestinian racers, and all of them are women, it's, you know, you're looking at a different life in a different country in a whole different world that I never knew of. So it was fun to watch that film and experience what was going on throughout the entire documentary.
Hard to imagine a more different scene than Palestinian women street racers versus being in a major,
yeah.
Being in a major league bullpen.
Yes, it's a little different. That's the reason why I think all these documentaries work. You know, we're not bringing in one particular theme, one particular sport. You know, they are sports documentaries, but it is a range all across the board. Not one is alike, and I think it's great in that regard.
Yeah, it's very cool. Have you given thought to being being actually involved in making movies after your baseball playing days are done?
Certainly. I think that's always been a thought of mine. It's always been in the back of my mind, something I kind of play around with still while I'm playing, with some writing, you know, picking up some camera equipment here and there. I bought a camera a few years ago, mostly for the filming aspect of it, but ended up actually picking up more photography with it now. So now I'm really getting into photography and doing different projects that way. But, you know, the film side is still there, and it's still something that I continually read up on. You know, something that I work on when I'm on the plane. If I'm not watching movies, I'll try and read some articles or continue some writing that I started. And that's something that's gone on for years. So I think that passion is still there, that love is still there, and that is something that I would want to do when baseball is done. But depending on what part of film I want to get into, it might be harder to do than what I'm actually doing right now.
Well, and we'll hope your baseball career isn't done for a while yet.
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully I can keep playing, and knock on wood, my body keeps it together for as long as possible.
Well, John Axford, really, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us. And hopefully someday we can have you in the studio here and we can talk a little bit more about it.
Certainly, yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Former Milwaukee Brewer John Axford is now a relief pitcher for the Oakland A's. He's also the curator of the documentary series Sportsball, which is part of the 2016 Milwaukee Film Festival. It begins late next month. There is more information about John Axford and about the film festival at WUWM.com.